Oh, the joys of Bibitaki powder. Stuff I'm taking for the gout. Everything's going my way. Maybe. So yeah, taking Bibitaki powder. I'm coming, India, and it's uric acid levels and gout, kind of, yeah. Kinda. Ebb and flow anyway. So it's really hard to tell if something really works or not. You gotta keep this stuff up for, you know, years. So we'll see. It is a little chilly this morning. The last half of April 2020, we're still recovering from cold snaps, for Pete's sakes. Mornings continue to be brisk. But Matt's a happy camper. So things must be pretty good. It's starting to leaf out a little bit, but it looks like the leaves got killed. Yeah, it looks like the last little cold snap killed it. This isn't going to be such a hot year for anything, I think. Oh well. I just watched a video this morning about hatred, Trump hate. So there's a bunch of people who would just as soon watch and look forward to the world that Legos meant.
Yeah.
It's all crunched up. It's not going to work. Yeah. It's garbage, man. Anyway. But they would rather see people suffer and die than have Trump win the presidency again. And you're going, wow, that's hatred. And they said, yeah. I said, it's really the only word that's left for stuff like that. And you're going, this is all cooked up by the Democratic Party and the media that does its bidding. And you're going, wow. I said, it's true. I said, you guys are terrible. Says, Percy, I don't care who the president is. You know, and Trump did. I think Trump's comported himself just fine. When they say, oh, it's the end of America, and you're going, I don't know in what deranged universe you think that's true. But they do. And it's just this anti-Trump thing. And it's like, what? Where did this come from? It's like buying up toilet paper. Where did that come from? Yeah. What silly person pressed the button that said, get everybody to buy toilet paper, and they did it? Because they're mindless drones. And you go, that's terrible. So think, guys. How come you think the world's coming to an end? Based on what Trump is, based on just his mere presence.
Weird.
You're not wearing your glasses.
Yes.
Sorry, Lee.
I feel like the ground is weird.
Sorry, Lee. Oh, my. Anyway, so. Thank you. figure, you know, I don't... It doesn't matter if it's Trump or somebody else. I said, but I think I know what I'm going to... A method based on... To base my decisions on in the future. You go, if anybody's behaved like this toward anybody, I'm not voting for them. I don't care. Well, it's all about politics. You just have to do this to win. And you go, I don't care. He says, I won't vote for you. Because you're evil. For your sake, please.
Yeah.
Don't run into trees and stuff. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm doing well enough.
Yeah.
But I know I'm out of shape because I didn't walk for a whole week and I've been eating tons of chocolate.
Yeah. Me
yeah.
too.
Work my way back into it.
Notice these pants are kind of tight and it's like, oh man. I'm swelling up again. What is it with that? Spent months trying to get a little thinner, and maybe a week and a half of not really worrying about it.
Yeah.
It's like, good night. What is that?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
So, I don't know breakfast this morning.
All right. Oh. So. Yep, yuppers. Assistant Vice President of Communication Services, John Hauser. He's a rabid anti-Trumper. He takes every opportunity just to say how evil and wicked he is. And it's like, I need to say something someday.
It's pretty. Even with the stormy clouds.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. What's that stuff over yonder there?
What stuff?
That stuff going off that way. It's like it's not quite a fire, but... Almost a mist.
Yeah, it looks like a fire.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Well, contained one.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it could happen.
Grass are dead.
What grass? Yeah. I do that so I don't have to worry about edging it. There's something to be said for that. Huh. Well. Another interesting study that said that people's attitudes and behaviors and opinions actually do tend to fall on national lines. You know, people have said for years that nation states were total abstractions and didn't mean anything. Of course, they said that was wrong and that was bad, and that's why we needed a one world government, kind of a nationalist thing, so that we could protect those isolated people who, you know, they were saying, well, they're stuck in the wrong country. And the thing came back and said, no, pretty much, it's funny. Nations and regions and stuff like that really do have differences, and they're measurable. And when you ask them how they feel about things, they kind of feel about the same way about things as their countrymen do. Which I think is kind of a point in favor of saying, you know what, the United States needs to break up into different countries. The problem is, and the socialists will never ever say this, but socialism always needs a bunch of trapped, conscripted non-socialists to prop up their way of life. Because they don't really produce much at all. And we can't support an economy when there's nobody actually producing anything. Oh. So socialism is the first one. Of course, they'll give you 20 reasons why they don't want the United States to break up into different countries. And the unstated one is, we know we wouldn't survive if we did. The socialist places would die, and the more capitalist countries would not only survive, but thrive amazingly. And they can't have that. That's why it's worldwide socialism. Socialism doesn't work unless everybody is under the boot. Everybody. But still not. Still won't. Because at some point, they will let too many people live on the dole. You know? No. I mean, net producers and net consumers. There'd be too many net consumers, people on the dole, people that aren't contributing, but yet are paid as if they did, which is what people are saying today. The Democrats are so excited about this whole people sequestered at home doing nothing, and we're giving them payments. This is fantastic. And they don't want Trump to open up the economy. They don't. They want to be able to come out at some point and say, see, look at how great we're doing while we're all staying at home watching Netflix. Come on, this is great. Of course, the policemen and the firefighters and the doctors and the electricians and all that stuff are sitting here going, well, that's great for you. You're expecting me to do all this stuff. Take less and less money for it.
Oh, quiet.
It's busted, man. Just leave it. Somebody busted it, finally. At schools, unless you monitor everything, people will break crap. Because they don't care. And that's socialism. When it's not yours, when you don't feel an inherent reason to take care of things, at least maintain them, if not make them better, it goes to garbage. And people wonder why socialism is such a ugly, you know, every socialist country is ugly, lackluster. Even when you get rid of socialism, they're still broken. And you go, yeah, just because you taught them, they didn't have to do anything. They're responsible for nothing.
Yeah,
Russia's still having a hard time. And you go, and look, now we're finding it's multi-generational. We were kind of hoping after the generation of the communists, we finally got rid of them and did, you know, and there was a new group that didn't grow up under socialism at all, or communism, that they would do better. And you go, well, it's better. But yeah, I said, once you teach people to be lazy, it's hard to get them to stop. Very hard. As long as they can convince somebody else to do all the work for them, and you can somehow afford it. At some point, the Filipinos will just say, screw you. It's all being done to lord it over them and say, hey, if you don't work for us as virtual slaves for slave wages, you know, we'll, you won't have anything to home with your families, they'll starve and die. And you go, at some point they'll wake up and they'll go, wait a minute. I'm motivated. I can do stuff. If I go to some place that doesn't treat me like a slave, I can succeed just to drive alone. Well, maybe. I think they're just sitting there. They've been there for quite a while. You think? Alright. You say so.
Gotta keep our 50-50 on that.
Yeah. Report's been somewhat buried because it doesn't fit their narrative. And you go, are you guys noticing that when somebody really looks at it, a lot of things don't fit your narrative? Yeah. And they're going, this isn't going to work. I know you really want it to. And you'll swear up and down you'll do it differently. And I doubt that. Because what you do know is, once you start this, and once you can get into place, it's almost impossible to eradicate. The people who want it most are the people who tend to profit the most from it. So people in high positions of government. It says they are very, very extremely happy with socialism. Everything flows through them. You take your cut. You can raise your cut of it with however many times you want to, because there's hardly any way to get to, for people to figure out how to stop it from happening. They simply can't. So you guys are already enjoying the partial socialism that we already have. So that's the Democratic Party and a pretty good chunk of the Republican Party too. It's just, wait a minute, you know, I make a lot of money. Everybody treats me with great deference because they know that I control their lives. I'm just looking at us, trying to figure out what's the biggest threat to worry about. Cat decided it was us. And these pandemics are perfect. You can vilify your enemies who are in charge. there's no way to count it because it's all based just on opinion. We didn't do something fast enough. Oh, you did that too quickly. Oh my gosh, you went too far. Oh, you didn't go far enough. It's just, it doesn't matter what you say. You guys are ecstatic that Trump is in office when this is happening. But you also don't worry, because most people that vote Republican or don't vote Democratic don't blame the government for this stuff. Just don't do it. What's interesting? Yeah, well, that'll do it. At least slow him down a little bit. And you go, you know, it's amazing. So the Democrats are using it very obviously. And their followers just don't even think about it. Yes, he's evil. Yes, he did a horrible job. And you're going, and your guy would have been better. And you go, there's no way, because you don't know. Your guy would have definitely driven the economy into the ground and left it there for a long time, because he doesn't care. Sad. And you go, yeah. He says, we need to break up this nation. Bad. That was the whole idea. States, the kind of Spanish bent, tends to win, but they tend to be socialistic. You know? They don't, So yeah, New Mexico would end up being a bad socialistic state. It'd be much easier for the United States to fall apart than it would be to have some kind of, we're going to break into two or three nations. It's like, no, it'd be easier for the United States just to dissolve and the individual states do their stuff, but the problem is most of your states are contrived. They aren't natural. This isn't a group of people and their property that kind of think the same. Tough when half the country really wants socialism. And you're going, at some point, they're just going to win. And they're just going to throw out the Constitution altogether. I guess. And you go, And I don't think it's not going to be that it's not going to just basically disappear for a lot of people. There will just be some areas in some places where you will still be, where the principles of the Constitution will still be honored. Like right now, it's funny, you know, the Mexico State Governor said, well, we're passing a law that says that we're going to ban all gun sales. And, you know, concealed carry is going away, and we're going to start getting rid of guns. And a whole bunch of counties, their sheriffs just say, I'm not going to abide that. I'm not going to enforce it. And you go, that's how it kind of gets saved. Sad part, it ends up being akin to civil disobedience. I won't do what you want me to do. Oh. Well, I'm going to hook this back up. Oh. I always forget it, and then I don't come out here during the day. Okay. So anyway.